Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself.
Hello, welcome back to another solo episode. I am Rebecca Neal, and this is Rebecca Neal, the podcast. And today's topic is something that I guess you'd say I'm extremely passionate about, because I've been so blessed to not only have a lot of success, but a lot of success in things that I'm really passionate about, things that I'm really excited about, things that I love to do every day. And so when we have this passion, it drives us, right? It motivates us. And there are days, of course, that we're always going to be, you're not always going to be on our best, you know, selves, or we can't be bothered, or we'd rather do other things like go to the beach. And I tell you what, when you live so close to the beach, like I can see out the window now, the park and the beautiful sunshine and the beach is just on the other side. And it's very easy to get distracted by that. But when we have something that we are doing that we love, that we're passionate about, it really does make a difference. And so I guess today's topic that we are speaking on is money follows passion. So what that means is when you follow something you're passionate about, the money will come. And this is the part that I think a lot of people forget, and they get caught up in going, I can't leave my job, but I really am so passionate about becoming this or creating this. And you know, I'm a lawyer, but I want to chase my dreams to have a clothing label. Like, there's so many people that say these things, but they know they can't because of the money. And of course, there's things that we have to be realistic about, you know, if we've got a certain lifestyle that we need to afford. But then again, it's just about taking the right steps, right? And doing it the right way. Anyone that starts to work with me one-to-one and they're in a full-time job currently and they're chasing their passions, because this is what I do, right? I work with women who come to me with a grand vision of what they are excited about creating, and they generally have a full-time job where they're a mom and they're busy doing lots of other things, and they're afraid to just quit and throw in the towel. And here's the thing, I never encourage someone to do that. There are steps that we need to take, and there are places that, you know, things we need to put in place so that we can make the right decision and we can do things right. Because if you're trying to get clients or customers from a place of desperation energy, it's not going to serve you. You're not going to be great to deal with. You're going to be always on your toes and anxious and chasing, and there's going to be that energy. You can feel that energy. So if you're doing it from a place of ease and knowing that it's building on the side and then you can leave your job, you're going to do it from a different place and different energy, right? And so we have to remember this. And so money follows passion, not the other way around. And some people may disagree with me on that, but I'm going to share my thoughts on this exactly, because I believe when we strive for more of what we love and what we enjoy to do, it actually drives us to do more, achieve more, have more, earn more money, you know, in the end, right? And so there was a young man in Seattle who was passionate about computers. I'm going to tell you this story. In school, he would spend most of his time writing programs and figuring out how to make computers do interesting things. This tech genius grew up to become one of the richest men in the world, right? This is Bill Gates. He's the man that dared to follow his dreams and chose to go with what he was passionate about, which was computers, right? And gosh, back then, can you imagine what computers would have been like, you know, back in the day? Even I remember having funny looking computers and ones that you did all sorts of, you had to type weird things in to get to things. Like, it's evolved so much. So imagine what it was like then. And you know, I for sure definitely follow my passion. And as I evolve and pivot consistently in my business, I've been lucky enough to always have the income come as I do that. You know, I've not worked for someone for as long as I can remember. It must have been in my early 20s, my last actual job, working on someone else's dreams, right? And so today I see so many women who struggle to find the courage to actually follow their dreams and work on creating something that they're truly passionate about, truly believe in, the thing that you know, they go to sleep thinking about and waking up thinking about wishing they were doing. It really saddens me so much because when I look at the life that I've been able to create and the way that I choose to live it, like I went for a walk this morning, got up, you know, 5 a.m., went down to watch sunrise, then I met someone and went for a walk at 6:30 and we didn't get back till 9:30 because both of us didn't have to be anywhere. And it was so incredible to just think how grateful I am to be able to not be on anyone else's schedule but my own. And sure, we all have things we have to commit to. And, you know, if you have kids and things like that, of course. But to be able to run your own show and also enjoy what you do and earn an income, that's what life's about, right? And it really saddens me when I get into conversations with women who have these huge dreams and desires for themselves and visions for so much more, yet here they are just struggling to find the time and energy just to do the job that they're doing, you know, and to get home and then think about chasing their passions. They're just exhausted. And here's the thing. No matter how much money you make in your day job or in your job, whatever you want to call it, after a while, the boredom will set in if you're not truly passionate about it. Money is not the door to joy and abundance. Passion is. Passion is what's going to fulfill you. Huge difference, you know, when you're working for something you're incredibly inspired by. It just never feels like work. And this is why entrepreneurs and, you know, business owners and those, they just, you feel like you're working 24/7. And sure, that, you know, people may say that's not great, but it's a different kind of work. And so it's not like when you're working by the clock and looking at every hour go by and wanting to be paid by every hour. You'll wake up feeling, you know, most days you'll wake up feeling motivated and super excited to go into a new day. You'll push yourself more and you'll create something that you are super proud of. Because when you're working for someone else, you're just hoping to get things ticked off so you get the approval or get told good job or, you know, just to complete the hours that you get paid for. There's a big difference. And so, you know, think about it like this. When Richard Branson, say, walks into a room, I can guarantee that people are more impressed by his dreams that he has chased and accomplished, not by the money that he has made. He's not known to be a billionaire in a sense like that being his only thing. He has like chased so many amazing dreams over the times that he's been, you know, doing this. And money is definitely important. I definitely want to make that clear here. Money is important, but it's just one spoke in the wheel. And a wheel with one spoke will only get you so far. Everything in life is integrative. It's holistic, including the way that you do business and have money. So when you put your heart, your soul, your blood and sweat and tears into something you are truly passionate about, the universe conspires to create success for you, right? Success always comes to those who are courageous enough to take that path that's less traveled. Think about it. Think about it for a moment. Like those scary leaps that you've taken in life, like I took one leaving Brisbane City last year, right? You just trust that you're going to land where you're meant to. How many times have you actually been rewarded by something even better than what you were leaving behind because you took that leap? It's the same with your passion, right? If you follow what lights you the fuck up, follow what makes you passionate, excited, and driven, you may not earn that big fat old bank check or money straight away, but sooner or later, I promise you, you will. You'll be rewarded by the chance that you took for yourself. And that's the truth in so many areas of your life. Think about it in relationships. How many times have you left something, you know, sad that you didn't make it work or whatever it might have been and worried about the future and then found someone better, you know? And so I think it's the same when we think anything is scary to leave behind. But if you have something that you're constantly thinking about creating and you're not creating it, how will you feel if you get to your deathbed and you never did it? Because one of the most talked about regrets of those dying, they say they wish they'd been more courageous enough to follow their heart and chase their dreams. Truth, you know. So think about it right now. What's on your heart? What comes to mind when you're listening to this? When I ask you, what are you not making happen that you know you should be? What is that one thing that you think about doing and creating all the time? Or what do you spend all your time doing and wish you could be paid for it? What are you passionate about? You know, don't regret wasting your life unhappy in the thing that you spend most of your time doing. Like how many hours a week do you work out of the hours that are in a week, right? We are so blessed to be alive and have this one chance at life. So spend it building your dreams. Spend it working on your passions. You know, Steve Jobs said, the only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. Again, it's just like a relationship. You have to choose in life the things that make you happy and excited. And if you don't know what they are just yet, don't settle. Keep searching. Keep looking. And money is a powerful thing. You know, it builds empires. It breaks down kingdoms. It allows for dreams to come true and takes others away. It makes some people so happy and it makes other people extremely miserable, right? And so today, the pursuit of money is almost directly linked to the pursuit of happiness. And many will argue that money actually equals happiness. However, this is inherently problematic. You know why? Because as this mindset leads you, it leads people, like it takes people down the garden path that's really not there to serve them. It makes them chase the wrong things. People who choose their careers or chase money that they're, you know, careers that they're not really that happy in, they're so blindly following this paper trail, they end up miserable. You know, money is great. It really is. And I don't want you to get me wrong in saying that you can't chase money, because money is amazing and money gives us so many choices. And I'm all for it. I'm all for making lots of money. I've made lots of money. I have lots of money. However, it's the way that you're making the money, right? And when you're making everything about it and making all your decisions around money and not following what actually makes you feel alive or what you're passionate about, you will end up miserable. You will end up bored. No amount of money will buy us the time that you lose doing the things that you don't love. So, you know, time is so precious, right? Time is the only commodity that you don't get back. So time, you want time to do more of what you love, spend more time with those you love, right? Time is really the most valuable asset, and it's something that whilst you're here on earth, you should be spending it wisely. You shouldn't feel like you're mindlessly wasting your life away. You know, time is so valuable, and one of the greatest things for me in my business and one of my mottos or missions, I guess, around why I do what I do for myself is to create more time freedom, more flexibility to do the things that I love. Like if I want to go for a 3-hour walk in the morning before the day begins, if I want to have a coffee with my friend, you know, mid-morning, I can do those things. It's incredible what happens when you create time freedom for yourself doing something that you love. So where do you start? Well, it's pretty cliche, but you start with what excites you. Really, you just think about what is it that makes you feel alive? What do you have the most skills and talents in that you are so passionate about? Because being your own boss, sure, it's fucking fabulous on paper, but unless you have a driving force and a driving passion and mission behind you and what you're doing with the work ethic to match it, your business will not work. It's simple. It really is that simple. And I've seen this in network marketing over all the years that I was doing it. People just think, oh my gosh, I'm going to buy a business and I'm going to be a business owner and I'm going to be this great grand entrepreneur. And they don't do the work. They're not passionate about it. They don't want to do the things that are hard. So it doesn't work, right? How many times have you heard how network marketing just doesn't work? And you hear all these negative stories. I say bullshit because network marketing works. I did it. I've done it. I'm still earning a residual income now, 6 years later. So it's really about what goes in behind buying the business, you know, and I love the saying, don't treat your business like a hobby because it will pay you like one. It's the same thing. If you work 40 hours for someone else, you need to work 40 hours in your business. You know, it really is that simple. And so you're going to have to live and breathe your business 24/7 for a long time. That's why you need to be passionate, keeping it simple. And if it's not something that you truly care about deep down in the depths of your heart and soul, then the effort that needs to go into it will not be worth it because it is hard. Sure, I talk about the time freedom and, you know, all the amazing things that come with it. There's a lot of hard work that goes into having a business as well. There is a lot of stress. There is a lot of different things that people don't see necessarily on the surface, right? And so keeping in mind that, you know, to have a business, it takes time, it takes energy, it takes passion, it takes all of those things. And I can hear you now freaking the fuck out, but don't stress, okay? Don't think, oh, but what if there's not enough people that are willing to pay me to focus on my passion day in and day out? I hear this all the time. What if my passion isn't a viable business plan? Babe, that's fear. That's fear talking. And it's time to tell that bitch to shut up and sit down. Oh, and I think it's time to start having some faith in yourself. and your dreams, because if you don't believe in you, no one is going to buy from you. There are enough clients, there are enough customers out there for everyone. And when you actually connect with your specific audience, you'll see that. And with your specific specialty in your industry, you will get paid for it. Like I said, money follows passion. So chase your passion and the money will come. Now, if you are looking for support in this, because something that I do offer is a one-off session, well, it's a 90-minute booking, and you actually get a coaching session with me where we work privately to get you on the right path to bringing your vision to life, to making it a success, to knowing how to share it online, to knowing how to make it happen. Because sometimes we have dreams that we just don't know how to bring into the world. And that's what business coaches and business mentors and people like myself do. We obviously help people do that. I am so excited to meet you. If it is something that you're looking to do, please book the link in my bio, in my podcast episode link. I can't even speak. But if you want to know more, you can always DM me on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I love bringing solo episodes of just things that have popped up in my mind. And it was something this week I thought about. I thought, you know, money really does follow our passions. And because when we're passionate, we're excited, we're in alignment, we're in that energy of attraction, right? And so if we can get into that space and manifest those things that we really, truly want, that's where the income is going to come. You know, chase the impact, chase the bigger things, and the income will always follow. Money follows passion. As always, I'm so grateful that you could join me on this episode. Please DM me, tell me what you think. If you have any questions, I'm always open for a chat. And if you leave me a 5-star review, that would be amazing, because it means that more people get this goodness inside their ears. Until next week's episode, which will be a guest interview, and I know you're going to love her. She's freaking amazing and someone that's very, very close to my heart. So please do tune in and join us next week as we go live and into some amazing juicy goodness. Have a beautiful rest of your day.